Normally, a priest's words are to inspire the local congregation. In this case, the priest's words sent him to jail and then to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide his case. The issue wasn't so much about what the priest said, but rather what he refused to say. The ruling on a small-town priest who wound up in the highest court in the land is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Near the end of the Civil War, the Missouri legislature adopted a loyalty oath for all professional employees. That oath required one to state they had always been loyal to the nation or been denied many jobs in the state, both public and private. A Catholic priest, Father John Cummings, believed that was against the law, preached against it, and was taken to court and then to jail.
When he was asked to say guilty or not guilty in front of a judge here in Pike County, he recited the Apostles' Creed.
Brent Angle shares the story from the Louisiana Area Historical Museum.
He refused to be released. He would not do so, and he was very tolerant what his circumstance was, and so no, he didn't get out, and he had people fighting for him.
Finally, the case reached the nation's highest court in 1867.
The Supreme Court came down 5-4 in the case, including the Chief Justice, Salmon Chase, who was at the time pretty powerful, and he voted against Father Cummings.
But the 5-4 ruling was in Father Cummings' favor. His 2-year fight was over, proving he did not need to take a loyalty oath.
His case, again, stands as one of those people look back to now and say, that was about free speech, wasn't it? Yes, it was. We've had, Hugo Black said it's one of the cases that proves the American system works, because this is all about free speech.
The Missouri legislature simply didn't enforce the oath. Finally, over a decade later, a new state constitution was written which omitted any mention of that oath. The case, brought by the priest and the church, stands as a key moment in favor of a citizen's First Amendment rights. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.